Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It is 13 minutes now in front of 7 o'clock. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News on 720 WGN, and I thank you for that. All right, so there's a move to decriminalize prostitution in New York City. It's become a big issue in the state's attorney's race there, or the county prosecutor. In fact, a number of the candidates are saying they would continue that. The mayor, Bill de Blasio, has stepped up and supported it. And so we're going to talk about that. I just want you to listen to the first sentence of the bio for my next guest. R.J. Thompson, Esquire, is a longtime human rights lawyer, organizer, and educator, as well as a certified personal trainer, go-go dancer, and performer in the adult film industry. R.J., that's quite a business card. You're also the executive director, right, of the Sex Workers Project?
Yes, the Sex Workers Project of the Urban Justice Center. We're a national organization that provides free legal services to sex workers and survivors of human trafficking and advocates for decriminalization and destigmatization of adult consensual sex work nationwide.
All right, I want to talk a little bit about your own story because it might illuminate other stories as well. I just read some of your jobs, but how is it that you found yourself as a sex worker?
Well, it was a gradual process for me. So when we talk about sex work, that's a very broad umbrella term that includes both legal and criminalized industries. So, for example, the legal sex trades include stripping, go-go dancing, certain types of massage, and adult film. And so I started as a go-go dancer in college as a part-time job in Tampa, Florida, and then later on entered the adult film industry when I lived in New York. I went to law school in New York and doing sex work off and on throughout school and after helped me to pay back my debt. I'm a public interest lawyer, and we don't make nearly the type of money that corporate lawyers do, but we have the same type of debt. And so the money I was able to make doing sex work was really instrumental in me transforming my financial life.
So at the same time you were a practicing lawyer, you were a full-on paid escort prostitute.
So prostitute is a legal term of art. We don't use that term in any context other than a legal case, because that's still, unfortunately, the term that the law uses. But escorting, full-service sex work, I actually did after law school for only a few years. But, yeah, that was the – I was a practicing attorney at that time, and I still am.
Yeah, okay. So I use the term in only to – make it clear what we're talking about rather than so there we are. So what's happening in New York, is this happening in other parts of the country as well?
So we're in a moment where decriminalization is being talked about in the public sphere for sure, much more than ever before. People are starting to understand little by little that sex work is legitimate work, that people engage in sex work for many different reasons. We talk about a spectrum of choice, circumstance, and coercion when we talk about sex work, and that's because there's not one type of person or one reason why people engage in doing sex work. And the movement nationwide is really gaining momentum. So right now we have decriminalization bills that have been introduced in Oregon for the first time, thanks to my organization. We're supporting efforts in New York that you talked about at the state level, and in Louisiana, where I currently live, in New Orleans, we also have a decriminalization bill being introduced. So it's happening in every region of the country, and I know the organizers and advocates right there in Chicago, where I grew up, actually, by the way, from Chicago, and from Chicago Heights, are working to introduce something in Illinois, hopefully in the coming legislative session. So every region of the country, there's some type of bill being introduced, whether it's a study bill or a full decriminalization bill. And, you know, slowly the destigmatization is happening whereby people understand that that this is legitimate work for people who choose to do it. And that just like any other job, there's pros and cons to it. There's positive and negatives. and sort of the Hollywood image of who is a sex worker is so limited and so stereotypical.
Okay, well, okay, let's, you know, first of all, let's get the Chicago geography out of the way. Rich East High School?
No, I went to Marian Catholic.
Marian Catholic,
grew
okay.
Grew up a good Catholic boy.
Your teachers are proud of you, RJ. And so the other thing I wanted to narrowly define is you opened up articulately and correctly saying that there's a broad range of sex worker, and now we're talking about legalizing sex workers. So let's limit it to, say, escort, because what we're talking about here are people who work as full-on escorts, right? You don't need to legalize the film industry because that's already legal, or go-go dancers. We're talking about people who are full-on escorts.
That is true, and that could be street-based, what we call outdoor work, which is the sort of idea sometimes people have come to mind right away is street-based sex work, or formerly known as street-based prostitution. But it's also, the majority of it is indoor work, so people who work online and either, you know, engage in work in their home, other people's homes, hotels, other venues.
But we,
so that's what we're talking about.
Look, we've got a Cook County sheriff here who's worked very hard against, and I can't remember the name of the website now, but where a lot of full-on escorts were made in their connections. And the Backpage it was called, right.
Backpage. Mm-hmm.
But the issue is that this is used for human trafficking, or people are kept. And in fact, I'm familiar with the particular case of a woman who came here from Europe and was essentially kept hostage to be a full-on escort. I mean, how would legalizing it, or would legalizing it stop that? Or decriminalizing it, I guess I should say.
Yeah. You really bring up a very important point. Every day we're confronted with the conflation of these two issues, human trafficking and sex work. They are, in fact, two very different things, two different issues, and there is some overlap. So let me explain that human trafficking is a gross violation of human rights that we oppose in all circumstances. The Sex Workers Project of the Urban Justice Center, we are an anti-trafficking organization. The majority of our clients are trafficking survivors, in fact. And some people have had trafficking experiences and also done freely chosen sex work at different points in their life. So we're not even always talking about two different groups of people.
Would decriminalizing it lead to more or less human trafficking?
We believe it would lead to less. And the data from countries that have decriminalized shows that human trafficking has gone down in New Zealand, for example, with full decriminalization. And some of the reasons for that is because it takes sex work out of the shadows. It makes workers less vulnerable, able to report when they are victims of crime. Currently, sex workers, the last people they're going to go to are the police, because the police sexually harass and abuse sex workers and traumatize sex workers with arrest. And so when something is decriminalized and taken out of the shadows, people are able to negotiate with potential clients in a safer way, in harm reduction ways. It helps with public health, STI rates in countries where decriminalization has occurred. And so we believe that human trafficking will be lessened with decriminalization. And furthermore, it's important to note that most human trafficking, the majority of human trafficking, happens in other sectors, farm labor, domestic labor, even construction labor and restaurant labor. But you never hear anyone advocate that those labor sectors should be shut down or the demand should end for that labor in order to curb human trafficking.
Fair point.
The reason people conflate that with sex work is because they're actually just against sex work, and they're using their anti-sex work agenda under the guise of the human trafficking.
RJ Thompson is the director of the Sex Workers Project. Okay, you referred to a movement here in Illinois. RJ, I've got 90 seconds left. Tell me what you know about that.
So we are in conversations and partnerships with organizations like Lambda Legals, Midwest Regional Office. There are many sex worker grassroots organizing groups in Chicago and around the state who are hoping that Illinois can be one of the states to join the movement for decriminalization. There isn't current legislation pending, but folks are, you know, doing the behind-the-scenes work with elected officials.
But decriminalization isn't legalization. So you said that it would bring people out of the shadows. They still would have to keep their work secret, would they not?
No, the difference between so when we talk about legalization in this context, it means things, for example, like the brothel system in the few counties in Nevada who have that, where you have specified regulated venues where full service sex work can exist legally. But decriminalization, what we advocate for, is that all adult consensual sex workers, the buying, selling, and promoting of adult consensual sex work should be legal. So nothing to do with minors, nothing to do with human trafficking. Those laws should remain on the books. But adults who are consenting to do sex work should have the freedom to do so in whatever venue. So we do believe in labor laws and regulations, but a legalization doesn't go far enough because it doesn't help street-based workers or other people who are either unwilling or unable to meet the regulations to work in a brothel system, for example.
That's R.J. Thompson of the Sex Workers Project. R.J., I got nothing left but St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Thank you for the opportunity.
I've enjoyed talking to you. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up. WGN.